Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Vav tonight, 36a. So I'm going to begin around 10 lines down. It says, one of the Takanas that Rabbi Gamliel established is that the Edom, the witnesses, should sign the get. So the Gemara says, the right to, what is that? Tikkun Olam, it's Minatorah. No one says Minatorah. Yaakov explains that. They're going to quote a pasuk from the Nevi'im. Sometimes they say it's been a Torah and they quote a pasuk from the Nevi'im. So when Yirmiyahu, when the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, so Hashem commands Yirmiyahu to, you know, get a shtar mecher, you know, everybody should buy property and the document should be signed. So we see the documents have to be signed. Ready from the time of Yirmiyah. What is he saying that? This is the Tigan Gadol that Rabbi Gamliel did. So Amaraba Lo Sricha Rabbi Lazar Damar Edim Sirikarti. So Rabbi says, Takana was necessary for Rabbi Lazar. We know that that we need Edim. We need Edim. Damar Shabbat Erba requires Edim. Was Machlok by Get. What are the Edim required? So Rameir holds Edim Chatim Karti. And Lezer holds Edim Asir Karti. I hold Edim Asir Karti. The only Edim I need are the Edim to see the husband give the debt to the wife. So I don't need Edim to sign the debt. So the Gemara says, Takin Rabban Edim Fatima, Ne Tikana Olam. Nevertheless, it was established that the Edim should sign the debt because of Tikana Olam. How so? Because let's say they wouldn't sign the debt. Sometimes the Edim Asir die. It says, when the Edim, they go off on the belt to ride, they take a trip. So if the husband then comes and he raises questions about the get, so we don't know, we have no evidence that there were Edim. So this way, Edim signed the get. We have evidence that there were Edim there. It says, in other words, the husband says, I didn't divorce her. So we have the Edim sign the get. Rabbi Yosef Amar, if you tell the mayor, Yosef says, I can even say Takana Gadola goes in with the mayor. The mayor holds that Eide Chatima Karti, that the Edom have to sign the get. So how, what's Takana? Says it keeps the Edom a farsh, Shmotin Begitan, Nitikan Olam. But they establish that the Edom have to specify their name when they sign it, shortly, that they would sign without specifying their names. Kiditanya, like we learned the Bryce, so. Initially, the aide would sign the get and say, I Ploni. That's what he would write. Ani Ploni. He would write his name. I did the chatim on the get. He says, so if they had another sample of his handwriting from another place, so everything worked out, they were able to verify the signature. Says Vim Lav Pasul. Otherwise it was Pasul. So Am Rabbi Gamliel Takana Gadola Hakino Shema Frish Shmotin Begitan Nitikin Olam. So it says he made a big Takana that the Edim have to write specifically their name. So they'll say, you know, I'm Yitzchak Ben Avraham. You have to sign that. So the Gemara says, Ubi Siman Alo. You mean that a Siman Alo, like a sign, the Tikkun Olam, is that they have to sign their names with their name. And a semen alone, as like a symbol, would not be enough. It says, Rav, Tzir Kavra. Rav would always sign, make a picture of a fish. That's the way he would sign documents, a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina Tzayr Chavuta. Chanina would have a branch of a date palm tree, a picture of it. Rav Chista Sameh, Rav Chista would draw. Picture of a Sabbath. Rav Oshia Ayin. Rav Oshia would make the letter Ayin. That would be it. I don't know if he means Ayin and I, or he means Ayin, the letter Ayin. I assume he means letter Ayin. Rav Baravuna Tzir Makuta. Rav Baravuna made the picture of a mast on a boat. So, Mamela, here he's saying that they have to sign their names. We see that these Golem wouldn't sign their names. So, the word is Shai Rabbana and the Bekim Simanayu. So the words Chamim were different. Chamim, they have these symbols. Everybody knows that's the symbol. Everybody knows they put a fish. Everybody knows the fish is Rav. Everybody knows that the mass is Rebbe, is Rebbe Chanina. Everybody knows that the Samach is Rebbe Chista. She says, me carbine of Kino. So the word says, yeah, eventually everybody knew it so they could do it. How did they establish it? And everybody knew that was their simple. So he says, but this came with social correspondence, so they would have tshuvas or letters to people, and always signing a samach or always writing a fish. And then eventually it got to be known, and then they would sign the document that way. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything so far? I'm going to go on. Hillel hit King Prusbo Kule. So we said in the Mishnah, Hillel established Prusbo. So Tanan Tam, we learned the Mishnah, Mesech Shviyah, Prusbo Einu Meshame. That if a person had a loan, and he also arranged for a Prusbo, so the debt is not released in the Shviyah year. It's one of the things that Hillel Azakim established. So nobody wants to lend money. In other words, they lend money, they're afraid Shemit's going to come, I'm not going to get paid. So they were transgressing that which the Torah says, the Shaman Chabin, the Barn Chabal Yavagomer. But if a person needs money, you have a mitzvah to lend him money, and you shouldn't say Shemit here is coming. So Amar Behitkin Krizbol. So he got up and established principle. So I think Rav Leibowitz was mentioning today, why did he even need to do principle? The Gemara learns from Sefer Makod that if I lend money, then I say Amanad, Shlo Tash Tink Shviyat, I'm lending you this money on condition that Shemitah should not release the debt. So Shemitah doesn't release the debt. So why did he even need to make any takana principle? So one answer, which was kind of a Chavitcha's take he gave, was that if he would have done it that way with Almanad, people would have forgotten all about Shemitah. In other words, nobody would remember Shemitah. Every loan would be Almanad, Shlotash Vitei Shviyat. Nobody would ever remember Shemitah. So this way, establishes that people loan money. But then, before the Shemitah year, you have to go and get a principal. So you remember that it'll be that way. He had some other answers also. I don't remember right now. Then the Mishnah says, this is the essence, this is the text of the principle. I give to you Ploni and Ploni, the Dayanim in this place. That any debt that's owing to me from Ploni, I can collect it whenever I want. The idea is that I'm giving over the chov to the bezdin to collect it. So the bezdin is not subject to dinim shvita. But I'm hoping the mata or the edim, and the dayanim or the edim, is signed on the bottom of the prism. So the Gemara says, "Nikamini, the right to b'sham shvita. How can I have something that at a Torah level, the shvita year releases the debt? So they can lo b'shamta." And Hillel establishes that it's not released. How does this work? How do you have any koach to say it's not released? So Amar Abaye, Shvit Bezman Hazeh, Rebbe. So Abaye says, we're talking about Shvit Bezman Hazeh. So the Rashi takes it, and we'll see shortly in Gemara, according to Rebbe, the Shemitah is only no way, when the Yovel is no way, the Yovel. So when Reuven God and Chatzi Shem Menashe went to Galut during the time of by Rishon already. So the Yovel wasn't knowing. So Shemitah wasn't knowing on a Bryson level. So all during Bayit Sheni, Shemitah Smack Lear was not knowing on a Bryson level. So it's only on a Durabana level. We'll see in a minute. He says, Shemitah was one of the Rebbe, he did not know Rebbe Omer, Zed Bar Shemitah Shemot. So the Torah says, Zed Bar Shemitah, this is the aspect of Shemitah. So some of the Chazal have it, the Drasha Tavar means the word of Shemitah, that a person has to say Meshavidani. But it was Zedvar Shemitah Shemot. It mentions release twice in the Pasuk. Shemitah, some of the bear. Shemitah Karka v'chad Shemitah Kesavim. So the Torah has a hekesh between the Shemitah Karka and Shemitah Kesavim. The Karka can be worked in the Shemitah year, cannot be worked, the Karka cannot be worked, and the debts are released. As much Tamashemi Karka, Tamashemi Kesavim, when there's Shemitah Karka on a derisa level, the debts are released on a derisa level all around the world. As much Tamashemi Karka, if you're not doing Shemitah on a Torah level, you Tamashemi Kesavim. Let's see the Rashi in a second. So look at Rashi. Shemitah as well as a Hillel Rebbe Sphere like. As Rashi says, Hillel holds like Rebbe. Damar Shemitah. Lashmata Malda Zman as a Shvid Lashmata Milda, sorry, Shvid Lashmata Milda Zman as a Rabbananu, that the release of the dead is on a Rabban level. After the Bait Sheni Rabba, even though Hillel is living during the time of the Bait Sheni, says Sphir Lelabaye, Bait Sheni, hope the Lord you know the way. So Abaye holds that during Bait Sheni, that since there was no Yovel in my way, and he says, Lo na, I wish me to be the writer. So Shemitah was also not going to write the level. So the way Rabbi Leibowitz was mentioned, it says, Ukratem to roar bars, Lachoy Yoshvea, should claim freedom throughout the land to all the inhabitants. So in order to have the din of Yovel, you have to have all the Jewish people in Eretz Israel. So, or at least the majority of the people in Eretz Israel. And at least, there are different opinions, at least a part of every Shevet, part of every Shevet. So during Bait Sheni, Yovel was not Noeg, and Mela and Shemitah was also not Noeg on a Dereis level. With the Rit Be'erachim, on a Yovel, we cut the Shemitah. So the Gemara says in Erechim, they continue to calculate the Yovel, to count the Shemitah. That's Midra Rabbanan Kama. So on a Rabbanan level, they were doing it, but it wasn't on Dereis level. With the Tzati, Tamidim and Yitzchak Levi, Shikhtab Masechet Kitim Yerushalmi, United Shem Shemit and Mehdi, there was much Yovel Noeg. How do I know that the Shemit Karka is only Noeg, but the Yovel is Noeg? Shnebo or Bezidabar Shemitah Shemo, Achat Shemit and Yovel, Achat Shemit and Shemir. So here it's taking the same Pasuk that we made a link between Shemit and Karka, Shemit and Ksavim. It's making a link between Shemit and Yovel and Shemitah's Karka. But on the Torah 20:18, Shemitah no egg, Zman, Shemitah no egg, only on the Shemach Loke. So he says, the Torah 20 says, Shemitah is no egg, even when the Yovel is not no egg. So it means he, so Rashi's saying, where else he's quoting from Tamid Rav Yitzchak Levi, that So this thing right here, this sounds like Rashi at the end. So that's Rashi. So Rashi's saying at the end that there is an opinion that Shemitah is one as the Raisa. But it's Machloket Tanai, Machloket Tanai. Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned the Baal HaItur holds that Shemitah is one as the Raisa. Shemitah is one as the Raisa. And then there's another opinion that holds that Shemitah is one as it's just like a minhag chasidus. It's an act of piety to do it. Let's see further in the Gemara. So anyway, the bottom line is Shemitah Kesavim is only a din d'rabbanan as long as a third page says the king rabbanan yishamei zekher l'shviyat. So the chum established that notwithstanding, it's not on a derisa level, but the chum established that nevertheless, the long right on the right level will are not canceled, but the chum established they will be canceled on the rabbanon level. He says, "Rai Hillel, I mean the whole world did that." So nobody wants to loan money because I don't want to get stuck with this. He says, "Am I making prosbol?" So you an established prosbol. Now, if you look at the top Rashi, he's in from the tree, shaltish takach. Torah Shemitah. So people shouldn't forget the din of Shemitah. And if you look in the Tosfos, the first Tosfos, the Rabbanan Tisham and Zeichel Shemitah, Mahalo Tikanami Yovel, Zeichel Yovel. So Tosfos asks, and Rabbi Leibowitz pointed this out as well, Why didn't they say that it should have Yovel on a Drabana level? In other words, they don't want people to forget Yovel. The Sirba was a cartridge to shut up at Sufo. So he's saying that it's rough enough now in Eretz Israel to have 1 year of Shemitah. If the Yovel's no way, you have 2 years back to back. So that they didn't establish on a Drabana level because they felt that it's too difficult. Right, let's see. Now, on line three, three with me. I mean, the right to Loma Sham Tefillah. So, is something like this on a Torah level? Shemitah doesn't release the dead, but the Kinrabban and Tishame, and yet the Chanan covers what gives the Chanan a Koach to say the dead is released? In other words, I lent $1 million. To Reuven, and now the debt is due for the Shemitah year. And if I do the principle, it's not canceled. But now on a Drabana level, it is canceled. In other words, they're creating the Shemitah on a Drabana level. Are you with me or not?
It's not Drabana level, it's not canceled.
No.
And the right level is not canceled.
Right. No. When the Chavim create a Shemitah, then it's canceled. On the law. So it says, so what gives a Chavim a Koach? To say that my money is canceled, I lose my money. Where do you have a koach to do that? So he says, Amar Abaye, Shev Yal Tasu. So Abaye says, Shev Yal Tasu. What's Shev Yal Tasu? We're saying to Lova, don't pay back the money. Right, be passive about it. Let's take a look at Rashi. Let's take my line in Rashi. Amit Yamini. To me, direct to the Sham Tashviyat, as well as the Karebi, Rabbi Rabbanan Tashavi, and it's a Lova Gazlan Opium. So the Lova is a big robber. He's stealing money based on what the Chamim are doing. So Shev Yal Ta'asa, while Lova is there, Shev Batel, he's sitting, he's passive. Vayim Osa Mitzvah Leproet Chobo, he's not doing the Mitzvah, but he's dead. Lova Karli Biadayim, but he doesn't, like,
act
right. Vachia Gavna Muntarla Kor Debar Minatara. Such a fashion, you could, even on the net effect, is to uproot something from the Torah, but you could do this. Don't shofar beluga b'domei and be a bambi shiraba. Say, the shofar Mereshon comes out on Shabbos, or first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So we say, don't blow the shofar, don't take the lulav. So we're okay, it's from the Torah, Meshe Val Tasa, lo akir b'yadayim. Right, that's answer number one. Answer number two. On line five. Rava Amar, Hefker Beiti and I, Hefker. Rava says the best thing is an inherent koach to declare money Hefker. He says, Dama Rabbi Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, Minan Shefker Beiti and I, Hefker. Where do we know this? That the Chum have such a koach? Shene Amar, Chol Shulu Yavol Shlosh Tevim, Tata Asari Vazakinim, Acha Rav Kuru Chusho. So it says in the top of Ezra, some of the Jews had intermarried. So Ezra had a big meeting to convene the people to discuss about not intermarrying. And he says, whoever doesn't show up for this meeting, his property will be confiscated. He'll be separated from the whole Kehila. Now, Reb Lazar, it says, Reb Lazar Amar Mihacha, Ela Nachalod, Asher Nachalu Elazar, Koin Yosh, Benon, Rashi, Yavor, Negomer. There's a different issue. When they come to Eretz Israel, says, these are the portions, Asher Nachalu Elazar, Koin Yosh, Benon, Rashi, Yavor. It was a dividing up Eretz Israel. And it mentions, Elazar, Koin Yosh, Benon, and Rashi, Yavor. Who are Rashi, Yavor? So the Rashi, Yavor, on the Rashi Amatot, the Nesiim. But why does it call them Rashi Avot, not Rashi Amatot? Chimayin and Rashi needs Avot. Yeah, I need somebody to let me help you out. He says, Chimayin and Rashi needs Avot. Lamar Lecha, Avot Manachil Beneiam Kumash Yitzu. It's like Avot can bequeath to their children whatever they want. they can divvy up the land the way they see fit. So Rav Leibowitz mentioned it today, and then when he mentioned it, I remember hearing this from Rav Shach 3 years ago. There's a difference between the two pasukim. According to the first pasuk, it's a din of the hefker, the best as a koach to declare your property hefker. According to the second pasuk, it's not just a koach to declare it hefker. They can say, what you own now belongs to him. Whereas I could say, Black Acre doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Michael. That's the second koach. So anyway, so we have two answers. How to come to the koach to create Shemitah on a Drabbanan level. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right. Let's go ahead of you. I do know story, then we'll go on. We find on today's staff that Hillel instituted a prisbal to enable the collection of loans made before, during Shemitah, and after the close of the seventh year. Once during the first day of Sukkot, Menasseh Adler Zitzal, Chasam Sofer's mentor, instructed the Gabbai not to call a Kohen who was lenient regarding Chadash and Chasaris to the Torah, since that is when we read about the prohibition of eating Chadash. In other words, the first day of Sukkot, we lay in Emor, right? Within the priest's temple of Emor. And he mentions over there, that you can't eat the Chadash on Etzim Mayom Hazeh. So he said, don't call this Kohen. The Kohen is not careful regarding Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. So the Chasam Sofer paralleled the situation to one who collects loans and is not careful to write a Prusbol and Parshas Re'eh. In other words, I should call somebody to an Aliyah if the Aliyah contains a mitzvah that he's not observant of. It's similar, posts can bring down, say a person is blind, so you shouldn't call it to the lighting. So it's a Beren or Shavur. The lighting talks about a blind korban, can't be offered as a korban. So he could say, if a person does an Avera, you shouldn't call him to the Aliyah, which describes that mitzvah, or, describes the Avera. So one Avera is Chadash, But then Shemitah is mentioned in a different layer. He says in Parshas Re'eh, says where you find prohibition against the lender approaching his debtor after Shemitah, since Shemitah canceled the loan. Meaning that if a person doesn't deal with Shemitah, we shouldn't call him to that aliyah. So the Knesset Gedolah, on the other hand, would purposely call such a person to Torah at that time to shame him into changing his ways. So the Knesset Gedolah was a Sephardi. He lived around the year 1600. So he definitely felt that the person is doing the other and should call him that aliyah. He says only after the person stopped the forbidden behavior would they refrain from calling to the Torah, so as not to remind him of his earlier sins. So he says if the person did the Aveira and now he did Shuva, so we shouldn't call him that aliyah. It's like embarrassing to him. But if he's standing in prohibition and violating Torah, so Badafka, we should read that to him. The Ben Yishchai Zitzal would say, although one should be careful in this regard of Abel, it's not worthwhile to shame another in this manner, since this will only sow hatred and jealousy and unlikely do anything positive. So Ben Yishchai said, it's not a good Eitzah to call the person to the Aliyah with the mitzvah that he's violating. It's not going to have a positive impact on the person. He says, this is especially true regarding the wealthy, many of whom violate this prohibition in our days. He was saying, assume the dinner Shemitah. According to the Ben Yishchai, it is better to just ignore the infraction if we can't avoid rebuking them in an obvious way. All right, let's see further into the Gemara. Okay, we're up to Ibai Elohu. So Ibai Elohu, the question was asked in the base medrash, ki hikin hila prospol adari hu tatakin. When Hillel made this takana, was takana only for his generation and he lived during time by Cheney, or was the takana for all future generations? What's the nafkamina, whatever, what his intent was, the batulai, if we want to get rid of this takana altogether, if we say Hillel only made it for his generation, so then we can get rid of it. Why do we get rid of it? So if we see that circumstances have changed, he says, if you look at Rashi, the Batulay, Moshe Beitin, Yachshu Dare, if the generation has improved, he says, Shlo Yu Moni Milahal Vot, the Batel Atakan of Hillel, Shiluk Taprusbul Yishame. In other words, people will not hold back from lending money. So they will say, the Takana, even if you wrote a principle, it still releases the debt. That's what Rashi says. Yama, back in Gemara, you say, it will establish it for all future generations. One bezdin can't undo the gzeira or takana, but another bezdin, unless the letter bezdin is greater b'chachma, the way that Rav Lipus was saying, the head of the bezdin is greater than the head of the previous generation, then b'minyan. And the number of people who favor the change are greater than the people who initially enacted it. So that would be a rough deal to change anything. So Tashma, Dabar Shmuel, look at him in Prisbol, Ella Yibedina Tsura Yibedina Dinner Dog. So Shmuel said, a Prisbol can only be issued in the Bezdin of Tsura where Rab is, like Rab's Bezdin. In other words, Shemitah Bezman is a hill during time by Shady. Hillel lives, let's say, the first century BCE. Rab and Shmuel, they live, in the beginning of the third century. So they're living centuries later. So Shmuel said that when a principle is written today, his time, the principle has to be written in the Bezdin of Surah where Rab is, or even Beidin Tanei Da, where I am. I mean, our Batei Dinim are Cheshbetim Cheshuvim. It can only be issued in Bezdin Cheshuvim, an important Bezdin. So the Gemara thinks like this. The Gemara thinks that Shmuel says it has to be a Chashuv Bezdin. We think it has to be a Chashuv Bezdin. It's vested the power to seize property. But we have the same Koach that Hillel had to seize property. And that's what Prisbol does. The Prisbol is like a seizure of property. And so it's saying that, the money that was owed to Reuven Malveh, or that would normally go to Levi the Loveh, is going to go back to Reuven Malveh, despite the Din Rabbanan. That's the way it's going to work. So yet we think that since Shmuel says the prisma is only knowing in the base of the Chashuv, that Hillel did not establish it for future generations. And each generation has to be like similar to Hillel, and that if they have koach similar to it, they have the prisma. So the Gemara says, "Bisal today to Adari Amin Amitakin, Shabbi Dina Nabidachtenus." Any bezin could write it. So the Gemara says, "Dil Kitakin Hillel Adari Amal." Maybe Hillel establish it for all future generations, but you don't Bedina Didai Uchrabami Rabasi Dalim Lachkui Mamona. Maybe Hillel establish it for future generations, but his takana was it should only be done in a bezin chashuv. Maybe that's the original takana. He says, like his bezin. Or like the Bezdin of Rabbami Barabasi, the Koach to Mufki Amamo, Rabban Kuli Amalo, very else not. So there are people today, we just had a principle, which is this year, which is the Shemitah year, this year, this when Tafshin Pei Beis. Yeah, so there are people who, when they do the principle, they assign it to a Bezdin of Kashu, they assign it to, like one of the Gedolim. Anyway, so the Mar is not able to be Varer. So the word says Tashma. All right, let me just what? Okay, so we thought initially Shmuel says the principal has to be issued by Bezdin and Chashuv, like the Bezdin of Rav in Surah, or my Bezdin near Dar. So we think that that's evidence that Hillel did not make it for future generations. In other words, we're thinking that it's only a Bezdin that is co-op to seize property, to declare your property doesn't belong to you know, you belong to somebody else. That makes sense. Because that's what principle is, saying that the property that would normally be left alone with the love of it has to be returned to the love of it. So the divorce is not necessarily true. It could be that Hillel made it for future generations. But the Takat was only with Bezim Chashuv. He made it for future generations, but the original Takat was only Bezim Chashuv. All right. All right, so let's do 20 lines from the bottom. Tashma, I know my voice coming back a little bit. Okay, Tashma, Damar Shmuel, Hapruzbula, Elbona de Dainehu. So Shmuel says that a Pruzbul, we think, we're not sure what Ulbana means, we think means is a chutzpah, it's an effrontery of the Dayanin. Yashar Chayel Abatlina, if I would have the Kawach, I would be Mavatala. So the word says, Abatlina, by inviting the Chulabatal, the Rebekin Chavero. Looking at only men of so the fact that Shmuel said I would be mevatel this makes us think that it was not for future generations. You got this. He wouldn't have the koach to do it unless he's greater than Hillel. So the fact he said I would like to be mevatel this if I could sounds like it's not. He says no. As Hillel, right? So Shmuel says. He says, "Hachi kamar yashir chayil yoter mihilal abatlina." So what he meant was, if I had greater koach than Hillel, I would be mevatel it. He says, "Right." So the fact that he would mevatel. So, in other words, so. Initially, we thought Avatlina means not for future generations. So that's why he's talking about being Mevatilin. And the Gemara says, no, if I had a greater Koach than Hillel, if I was greater than Hillel, I would be Mevatilin, that type of thing. Rav Nachman Amar, I came in. Nachman said, if I had the Koach, I would affirm Prozbul. I came in, I have a kind of coin. What do you mean? It's already in place. Achi kamar, if they milt a tafkav lo kikatav dami, if I had the kawach, I would make it that principle takes effect. Even, right, automatically, even if the person doesn't go to Bezdin and execute a star, I'd have principle by act of law take place for everybody. All right, now the Gemara says, Ibait lo, I open a lish to chutzpahu, a lish of the dihutu. So lines before, Shmuel said that a prosbul is olbana de dayne. So it's susceptible to two interpretations. Interpretation one, it's a chutzpah of the dayanim that they're doing this. It's a chutzpah because you know they're you know reassigning money, or I could say it's for the convenience of the dayanim because if it weren't for prosbul. So then everybody would approach the Bezdin in year six to try to collect their debts. And so it's a lot more volume of work for the Bezdin. So which way did he mean it? It's because we're taking money away from people. So it says here, it says, Tashma Da'amar Ula Alup Kal Shizinta Mekarev Chupata. So what it says is uses the same word, Aluva. It's a chutzpah when the kala is mezana in her chuppah. So it's a reference to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Har Sinai, like a kala. Kadosh Baruch was like the groom. And yet, then they had the egel, so like their mezana. So it says, aluva kala. It's a chutzpah, the kala is mezana. So we see aluva is used in the sense of chutzpah. Amar Mari, Barad Bat Shmuel, Makra, what's the pasuk? That explains like this whole situation. What's the pasuk that says that it's a good mashal with a kala or a chasen with the ego? Says he quotes pasuk in Shir Shirim. We know many of the pasuk in Shir Shirim are referenced to Sis Mitzrayim. says, Ad Shamela Pibisibao, while the king was still at his banquet, the king is a Kachbaku, near Dina Tamricho, my perfume, like the fragrance, gave out. In other words, it stopped being fragrant. So that supports the idea that, like, Klal Yisrael was like Kala, that's Mizan. So Amarava, Adayin Chavirutahu Gaban. Rava says, even Klal Yisrael, even when they're doing this terrible event with the Egel, there's still a Chavibus from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yechdin Natan, Mokhtiv Esrinach. It says, Nirdin Natan Recho, my fragrance gave out. This doesn't smell fragrant anymore, but it doesn't say it smells putrid. It smells, you know, disgusting. So that's a sign that there's still a Chavibus between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. All right, now the Gemara mentions other uses of the word aluva. Talk about an analavim and an olvim. Shemukh Christ says those people who are insulted and don't insult other people, they hear their abuse, their disgrace, they mishim and don't respond. They serve Hashem out of Ava, and they're happy with Yisurim. The point is, it mentions about Ne'alavim, insulted. You know, he says, they're not older. Fairly enough, it's like, describes too often the role of the Rav in the community. It's really, you know, I'm saying they get insulted a lot. You get a lot, you put up with a lot of grief. You know, I told you, maybe you remember, it was a Pirkei Avot, like a, you know, they have like Perek on the lawn during the summer. So once David Pelkovitz, he's a member of our shul, he spoke and he told the story about Rav Willig, Rav Mordechai Willig, from YU, but he's also rabbi of the Young Israel Riverdale. And he said how, I think it was a Friday afternoon, somebody called him and gave him a lot of agita. And he said that he hung up and Rav Willig did like a little dance, whatever. And he said that, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm getting like these surim in this way as opposed to another way. It was like, this is a different Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have to put up with this. But it's better than something else. All right. Now, let me do a little bit more. Let me talk here, and then I'll do a little bit more in the Gemara. Now, one thing he links this to is like being mabatel takano. So he said, you can't be mabatel if it's done better on your best, then let's come in a chacham of living. So he talks about kidney oat on Pesach. As you know, we Ashkenazim, we don't eat kidney oat. And it's something that goes back. It's mentioned by the early Rishonim, but they cited, I think, even from the Zman HaGaonim. So although it's clear, according to the Gemara, it is permitted to eat kidney oat on Pesach, nonetheless, the Rama remarks that the custom amongst Ashkenazim is to prohibit eating foods cooked with kidney oat on Pesach. The one should not deviate from this custom. Now, he quotes the Teshuvas B'Sadim Rosh. The Teshuvas B'Sadim Rosh is, I think, reputed to be counterfeit. I think there were Teshuvas that were purportedly by the Rosh, but they showed up centuries after the Rosh lived. And they were, but he says, but the Teshuvas B'Sadim Rosh wrote very strongly against the practice of refraining from eating the kidney on Pesach. So according to that truth, you should eat the kidney out. He described the practice of prohibiting something that's explicitly prohibited in the Gemara as strange. Sarit. There is no known source that indicates that the Beis Din issued a decree prohibiting the assumption of Pesach. He claims that the origin of this practice is from a small group of Karaim who did not know the difference between bread made from grain, bread made from kidney oat. There are different reasons given for kidney oat. Some said the reason for kidney oat is because grain might be mixed in with the kidney oat. That's one, which is even a concern for our Sephardic friends. The Ben Ishchai is an incident where the Ben Ishchai writes that once in Baghdad they were eating rice and during Pesach and they found grain in the rice. So he asked them to eat rice. That's one reason. The second reason, he's been arguing a lot of different reasons given to him. None of the reasons given is that when the kinyan, you can process them and make it something that looks like bread. Yeah, so we're concerned that people will, you know, confuse kinyan with kamesha minim. Anyway, now Rabbi Yaakov ends it. Standing, if he had the authority to abolish the crust, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden lived in the 18th century. So he said, if I get the koach, I would get rid of this whole kidney out. Get rid of the prohibition. So the Rabbi Emden himself concludes his discussion of the matter by saying that he would like to share the reward of the one who will succeed in abolishing practice of refraining from giving the Pesach, expresses a desire to join together with other Torah for this great mitzvah. Sphir Chayas opposed this sentiment and wrote that it is impossible to take the possibility of abolishing a custom which was instituted by the Rishonim and became widespread amongst Ashkenazi Jewry. Chasam Sofer also wrote in strong terms that the custom to refrain from Kinyan or Pesach was instituted by early generations and no Bezdin other than Sanhedrin has the authority to abolish the custom. One question that arises related to the question is when the custom can be set aside during a period of famine and hunger. Let's say you don't have a lot of food, what can you do? So he quotes Maritz Chayes, where he said, even during a period of hunger, there's no Bezdin that has the authority to abolish the custom of refraining from Kinyan during Pesach. Shul Meshiv, however, permitted the consumption of Kinyan during the period of famine. All right. Let me go back and learn. What? Morocco. Yeah. No, the Moroccans are closer to us. Morocco. Right. You say Moroccans in their customs are closer to the Ashkenazim. They're closer geographically. They're closer in the way that they like their Sifrei Torah look like our Sifrei Torah. They're anyway. Look like our Sifrei Torah. Yeah, it was like Spartan, they had like a barrel. The Moroccans, I think.
There's, you know, look,
well, I think.
Mayor.
Yes, but in Morocco, how did the Sifrei Torah look? Yes, Mayor. How did the Sifrei Torah look? I don't know. I thought that way, but
Spartan.
You'll ask.
I dove in the Moroccan minion, not this Pesach that just passed, but the previous Pesach.
And what the Sifrei Torah, how did they look?
The Sifrei Torah, they took a regular Sifrei Torah.
You hear that? A regular. Like Ashkenazi.
Yeah, but and also the Nusach is a totally different Nusach.
I think that in Morocco, they would, their Sifrei Torah, I think, would be rolled like the Ashkenazi Sifrei Torah.
No.
All right, I'm going to ask. We'll find out the answer really soon.
Yeah.
Okay, now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. All right, let me go on. Now, the Gemara says two lines from the bottom. Line prismal. What's the etymology of the word prismal? It's Amara Krista Prispuli Bute. Prus means it's a takana. See, Rashi read prus with a zion. You see, the Gemara has prus with a samach. So it sounds like Rashi, it sounds like that prus with a zion. Prus buli bute. It's a takana for the wealthy and for the poor. It says, bule is, look at the top line of Rashi. Buli bute, ashimanim, ashim shlo yafsidu. It's a takana for the ashirim. They won't lose their investment, their loan. Vanim shlo yinol del b'neim. And the yinim will be able to get, you know, access to cash. So it says, back on top line of the Gemara, let me tell you about it. Buli elo ashirim. Buli means the wealthy people. Tiftiv shavarti ga'on uzchem. I will break like the pride and constraint and the tochecha. The tiny Rav Yosef taught in the Braisa, elu bula od shebi Yehuda. These refer to the Bula'od in Yehuda. So the Bula'od are the wealthy people. So you see that Bula'od means wealth. Shvarti go nuzchem. In other words, Tochcha, I'm going to break your pride. And Rabbi Yosef says it's the Bula'od in Yehuda, the wealthy people. So Buli is wealthy. Buti Elohanim. Uti are the poor people. So it means you'll take the collateral, but it means you'll loan him money. He says, so Uti sounds like it's connected to the word ha'avet. That's what he's saying. So Amale Rava, and then again, look at Rashi, the same line, Rashi, ha'avet, umi and alovin, anim. Who are the people who borrow the poor? Who are the people who borrow the poor people? So Uti means poor. Amale Rava la'uza. So Rava said to la'uza, to someone, a foreign language speaker, he says, my prusbo, what is prusbo? So Amale Prusa the milta, it's the decree. The article says, let's look at Rashi, third line, la'uza, shenu with a verb, l'shon evri, la'uza, So I don't know what language it was, but he spoke that language. His language, pruz, is a type of enactment. So back in the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He told him in Sricha Pruzbo. The father had like money. And there's money due to the estate. So now the money is due back to the estate. You told me don't need to execute a prusbo, and the debt will not be released. He said, Tani Rami Bar Chama, you told me don't speak in prusbo. You told me don't need to do it. Rashi, the first narrow line, he's speaking prusbo. Shemitah does not release the debt. The Rabbi Gamaliel, Ube Dino, Avin Shal Yatomim. Because Rabbi Gamaliel and his Beis Din are Levim Shel Yatomim. It's like that's the expression. The expression of the law that the government is patria. I can't remember the expression anyway. But Rabbi Gamaliel is like the guardian of the Yatomim. Look at Rashi, six narrow line. Lamuna Malayim the Alunam. Where's the Beis Din? Is like the caretaker of the Yatomim's estate. Yeah, you start taking this from the Beis Din. So what Mishnah they have, it's like it's given over to the Beis Din. And then he mentions how the Mishnah Beis Din no kayam, no kushni Mishnah zikun madran bracham righty. He said, means Rabbi bracham and Torah brisa. The brisa says the Yatomim don't need a prusbo. Rabbi Beidino of Yiddish Yatomim, because Rabbi Gamaliel is Beis Din, are the Aviv Yatomim. So it means that the Rabbi Gamaliel is like the caretaker of the Aviv, of the Yatomim, caretaker Yatomim. So it's like they're Shatar Rabbi Gamaliel given over to Beis Din. Says, let's take a look. Okay, that's it. Now, we see by a little bit more of it. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. All right, I'm going to be calling it a day at this point in time. Okay, anyway.